The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. Appointed heads of the diplomatic mission to Cameroon have presented letters of accreditation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, today at Unity Palace. The chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China is in Cameroon ahead of the official inauguration of the Chinese-constructed 55 billion CFA francs new National Assembly complex. And in sport, the Guinness Women's Super Cup League kicks off across the country tomorrow with two matches on schedule. Eight newly appointed ambassadors to Cameroon have today presented their credentials to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, marking the start of their diplomatic role in the country. A new ambassador is recognized as a representative of his or her nation only after the formal ceremony in which he or she presents the letter of credence to the head of state. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward reports.
Six ambassadors designate and two high commissioners on diplomatic mission to Cameroon from the Russian Federation, Israel, the Kingdom of Belgium, India, the Confederation of Switzerland, Côte d'Ivoire, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and Gabon. All friendly countries with whom Cameroon shares a long-standing and very excellent bilateral relations. At exactly 2:20 p.m., the Chief of State Protocol, Simon Pierre Bekele, welcomed His Excellency Georgi Tudua, Ambassador Designate of the Russian Federation to Cameroon. With calculated steps, he paid a deserved reverence to the Presidential Guard of Honor under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Chakunte Chapong Cedric. Next in line was the Israel Ambassador Designate Amnon Kalmar, who will henceforth oversee activities along the diplomatic corridors between Yaoundé and Tel Aviv. He was closely followed by the ambassador designate of the Kingdom of Belgium, Alain Leroy, then the High Commissioner designate of India, Vija Kanduja, and the lone lady of the list, Madame Nathalie Colli, who is the ambassador designate of the Confederation of Switzerland. Also on the roll call of arrivals at the Unity Palace today were the ambassador's designate of Côte d'Ivoire, Philbert Glegros Kwasi Yao, that of Saudi Arabia, Ibrahim Hamid Ngamedi, and the High Commissioner designate of Gabon, Anthony Minko Minlame. Phase two of the ceremony took place at the third floor of the Unity Palace for the traditional ritual of the presentation of letters of accreditation. One after the other, the different heads of diplomatic mission, eight in number, presented their letters of accreditation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in a very solemn ceremony that espoused all diplomatic protocols. At the end of the presentation of the letters of credence, they left the Unity Palace in order of arrival, this time around as ambassadors, extraordinary and plenipotentiary, representing their respective countries in Cameroon. The very colorful ceremony was witnessed by some close aides of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, notably the Minister of External Relations, Lejeune Mbelambela, the Minister of State Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, and the Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Mvondo-Ayulu.
The Speaker of the National Assembly today received in audience the visiting chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril, and his guest, Zhang Qingwei, who was accompanied by a delegation of Chinese officials, discussed laudable gains of Sino-Cameroon cooperation, glaring among which is the 55 billion CFA francs worth brand new National Assembly complex to be inaugurated tomorrow. The visiting Chinese official, who was also received by Senate Vice President Aboubakari Abdoulaye, is in Cameroon for that inauguration ceremony. A press release from the Secretary General of the National Assembly informs all state dignitaries, special invitees, and personalities who are invited to take part in the official inauguration of the new National Assembly complex scheduled to take place on Saturday, November 30, 2024, at the Ngwaikele Kelen neighborhood in Yaoundé that the latest time of arrival is 10:30 a.m. prompt. In a related development, the keys to the new National Assembly complex will be handed over tomorrow by Chinese officials to Cameroon at the esplanade of their edifice. The Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly, will preside at the event as personal representative of the Head of State President Paul Biya. Less than 24 hours to the much-awaited event, preparations are at fever pitch at the magnificent edifice, fruit of Sino-Cameroon Cooperation. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitato Ekwe was there. She gauges the level of preparedness in the following reports.
Saturday's inaugural ceremony promises to be a grandiose one, with about 1,500 people awaited. A cream of personalities from the nation's political capital and beyond have been convened to witness the handing over of the keys of the new National Assembly complex. Deputy Speaker Honorable Mary Muyali Meboka was part of the supervisory team that was at the complex this afternoon.
When you look at the whole environment, you see us floating the flag of Cameroon, floating the flag of China. The whole place is looking so beautiful, so colorful, showing that we are really ready for tomorrow's event.
Preparations at all levels have been on course, with about 10 committees at work. Honorable Cabral Libi is coach of the Communication Committee.
We are well prepared. All the commissions are working very well. All the steps are respected. God will help us.
Rapporteur General Ekema Emmanuel Ikine says all is set to guarantee optimal coverage of the event.
We have been working day and night to make sure that the event is highly communicated across the national territory. Give accreditation to media organs that will cover the event. So we are going to use all communication means available to make sure that this event is highly communicated.
The ceremony will be presided at by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril, in the capacity of personal representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in the presence of the Vice President of the Permanent Committee of the Chinese National Assembly, Zhang Qingwei, who is already in the country.
Earlier today, the visiting chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China was guest at the Star Building. In a tete-a-tete, the Chinese official Zhang Qingwei and Cameroon's Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote reviewed bilateral cooperation between both countries, agreeing that it's been fruitful on both sides thus far. Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam picks up that story.
The vice chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China is in Cameroon to represent his country at the inauguration of the new National Assembly building constructed with financial assistance from China. The courtesy visit he paid to the Prime Minister Head of Government is a sign of respect and consideration for the long-standing, rich and multiform bilateral relations which China and Cameroon enjoy. The cooperation of over five decades was the main topic of discussion during the working session which Joseph Dangote and Zhang Qingwei held in the PM's office. Flanked by their close aides, the two officials for about an hour analyzed the fruits of Sino-Cameroon relations which abound in the domains of hydroelectricity, roads and agro-industry, amongst others. The Lakdo and Memvele hydroelectric dams, the Yaoundé-Douala motorway, the Yaoundé Conference Center and Multipurpose Sports Complex, as well as the Yaoundé Confucius Institute in Erik and agro-processing units in the East and Center regions, are examples of projects which attest to the vibrancy of the relations. Relations which are about to receive yet another landmark project in the new National Assembly building. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, and the visiting Vice Chair of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, Zhang Qingwei, both agreed that there is every reason to maintain and continue improving and projecting the partnership between Cameroon and China as a model of a win-win partnership. Christian Che Adam, CRTV, The Star Building.
In other news, a commercial contract has been signed between an Italian company and the Ministry of Public Works for the reconstruction of the Bikoko-Limbe-Idina road stretching from the littoral region to the southwest. The agreement was formalized by the president of the contracting company, Atibot-Nissa SA, and the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, representing Cameroon. Patience Wingo.
The 96.3-kilometer stretch of road, part of National Road No. 3, is a key project driven by government plans to expand and modernize its national road network. The commercial contract for its rehabilitation, which was finalized this Friday, comes when funding for the project is secured. King Abel Ndive of Sase Kingdom, who serves as both a mandator and contractor with Atibonisa SA, provides additional insights.
I brought my Italian partners who came ready financially to assist His Excellency, the Minister of Public Works, His Excellency, the Prime Minister, the Head of Government, with 113 billion to do from Bekoko roundabout, Tiko Limbe Idinao, and also from Mutengene roundabout to my 17 petrol station. We have to do that with other interconnect roads, including Tiko roundabout to the port of Tiko. Absolutely, I am overwhelmed with joy because His Excellency, the Minister of Public Works, has given us double lane in Limbe to ease the congestion, double lane right up to Batoke, to Idinao, to the Buncha in Tiko, and a flyover roundabout in Mutengene. What a privilege for the people of Southwest.
According to the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, the Bekoko-Limbe-Idinao Road project is expected to generate significant socioeconomic benefits. The initiative aims to improve the livelihoods of the people in the Southwest region and beyond, creating lasting positive impact on the local community.
In the following excerpt of an interview, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi outlines the economic benefits expected from the reconstruction of the Bikoko-Limbe-Idinao stretch of road. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
It's 113 billion to reconstruct the section of the national number 3 road, Bikoko-Limbe-Idinao, 96.3 kilometers plus those other secondary sections, like the one from Mutengene to Buya, 10 kilometers, or from Mutengene to the port of Tiko. With this sign as ordered by the head of state for us to reconstruct those sections of the route. And during the exercise, we'll have to work with some other social amenities in order to come to favor the living condition of the neighboring population. For example, we'll have to build some market, water supply project. We will have to build some classroom in favor of those population to concretize this maxim by which when the route comes, development follows.
The Minister of Public Works also received a delegation of traditional rulers from the National Council of Traditional Authorities, who expressed their gratitude to the government for granting traditional authorities ownership of landed properties. The delegation was led by His Majesty Nsala Nsomo. An ultra-modern complex to accommodate and cater for invalid soldiers entirely constructed by the Military Engineering Corps has been inaugurated. While presiding over the inauguration ceremony this afternoon in the presence of the Minister of Social Affairs, that of Women's Empowerment and the Family, and the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in Charge of Defense, Joseph Biti Asomo, instructed the judicious use of the infrastructure and equipment and saluted the enormous financial sacrifice made for its construction by the state. Albert Njembonde witnessed the ceremony and now reports.
An invalid soldier undergoing re-education in a swimming pool, as Minister Joseph Biti Asomo and other members of government and the military hierarchy watch on. This is just one of several exercises invalid military personnel will benefit from the newly inaugurated complex, a complex that was highly awaited given the numerous security challenges Cameroon is facing, which unfortunately makes casualties inevitable. Initially estimated to be completed in 36 months, its inauguration comes 28 months after, thanks to the savvy of about 100 military and 200 civilian civilian workforce at the command of the director of the Military Engineering Corps, Colonel Jackson Kamgen. The complex, built in a surface area of over 8,000 square meters, has three buildings with a maximum capacity of 350 residents, a meditation garden, a physiotherapy area, a multi-sports area, and a monument for the disabled. While inaugurating the complex, Minister Joseph Betia Somo, in the presence of some invalid soldiers already benefiting from the services of the complex, instructed the personnel to use the equipment judiciously, mindful of the enormous financial sacrifices made at this particularly difficult economic context, and gratified Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya for the consideration to ensure the living and working condition of military personnel. But the minister cautioned, the complex of the invalid is not a hospital like any other, neither is it a hotel like any other. It must therefore play its role in providing re-education and psychosocial treatment.
Some personnel of the National Security Corps, recently promoted to higher ranks by presidential decree, have received epaulets in a ceremony in Yaoundé today. The event also saw assistant superintendents and superintendents of police who completed training at the National Advanced Police School being awarded end-of-course diplomas and epaulets. The ceremony was presided over by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, who called on them to remain vigilant and mobilized to ensure public safety during this very busy festive period. Details with Hortensia Angam.
The atmosphere was electric as two groups of recipients proudly received their epaulets. The first group of 405 drawn from the center region were elevated to higher ranks following a presidential decree of October 2024. The second group of 404 celebrated the completion of their training at the National Advanced Police School, marking their promotion to higher ranks. For many of them, the moment was filled with joy and pride.
Senior Superintendent of Police, Nguayet Adios, I can only be smiling. We thank God for having taken us right to this moment.
I'm the Superintendent of Police, Bilega Marilinda. A promotion is not taken, it is merited. And you have to work hard to be promoted in this corps. I promise my hierarchy to work sincerely and with all confidence to save the nation.
While presiding over the ceremony, the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele, commended the officers for their professionalism and dedication, which earned them the recognition of the head of state. He reminded them of their duty to uphold these standards as they assume their new roles. With the end-of-year festivities fast approaching, the police chief called on the officers to remain vigilant and mobilized to ensure public safety during this busy period.
Newly promoted police officers in the far north have been urged to uphold the ethics and deontology of the Corps, using their new ranks as motivation to tackle current and emerging internal security challenges. Far North Governor Mijiawa Bakari made the call during the award of epaulets to 36 public security personnel at the Marwa ceremonial ground. Sylvester Temkeng.
With beaming smiles in a festive mood, the 36 public security personnel promoted on October 24th wore epaulets corresponding to their new ranks, among them senior police officers, second grade police officers, inspectors, senior police constables, as a mark of confidence by high command and a motivation to do even better.
I thank God Almighty and our senior boss. I wish others to copy the example.
Governor Mijiawa Bakari, representative of the Delegate General for National Security, while congratulating the newly promoted, charged them to consider their new status as a call for improved services to the nation.
We are not far from the end of the year festivity. And usually at that period, we have the increasing of criminality. We ask our policemen to be very vigilant in order to secure people and their goods.
The decoration ritual at the Marwa ceremonial ground ended with a parade in front of top police and military brass, local authorities, family members and friends, where the newly promoted, through their elective footsteps, reaffirmed their determination to work in Rigo. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkin, CRTV.
The regional delegate for national security for the West has outlined that the police in the region are reinforcing day and night security patrols in order to ensure the protection of the population during the end of year fest. Police Commissioner Musa Lakrio dished out the strategies during an epaulette award ceremony in Bafoussam. Details with Eric Langmiawufo.
There were 93 laureates in total who received the epaulettes at the Bafoussam ceremonial ground. The recipients ranged from senior police officers, second-grade police officers, first-grade police inspectors, and second-grade police constables. One of the recipients, second-grade police officer Kamini Jeanette, who serves in Chang, has highlighted her desire to continue serving the nation with dedication.
Je continuerai.
I will continue, like never before, to work hard. I have a 26-year career and I have never been served a query because I know that serving the nation and the people is our first priority.
The West Regional Delegate of National Security, Police Commissioner Musa Lakrio, has disclosed that the police are ready to ensure a hitch-free end-of-year feast.
For about 2 weeks now, we've been carrying out nocturnal and diurnal patrols, and we've also been targeting areas with high crime waves. At the travel agencies, moves have been taken to ensure the safety of travelers.
Location at the Bafoussam ceremonial ground was chaired by the governor of the West Region, Awa Funke Augustine. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
This is CRTV Network News. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of Supreme State Audit is in Bengue in Momo Division to distribute agricultural transformation equipment and farm inputs to farmers and vulnerable groups in the area. Minister Mba Acha Rose Famundam is accompanied by Northwest Governor Adolf Lili Lafrik. She underpins the relevance of the gesture in the following excerpt of an interview.
The love for my people, that's all. And that we should keep fighting for normalcy to come back. I've always come. So I came to tell them that nobody should come now, to give them a few books and so on, and they start singing his praise. Where have they been all this time? And to let them know that the CPDM is a winning party. To let them know that it is President Paul Biya who gave me the permission to come here. And because he loves them, they should also love him. And that we should continue to be in peace. Let the children go to school. I even said the children should go to school in their uniforms. Because the SDO here told me that for the past 2 years there's been no gunshot heard in Mbengue. So why are the children not in uniform? They should massively go to school and in uniform. And continue preaching to those in the bushes to come out.
The Spanish ambassador to Cameroon, Ignacio Rafael Gracia, has expressed his country's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties with Cameroon, particularly in education. He was speaking today during the Spanish Language and Culture Day organized by the University of Douala. Gladys Atemba Chichuma Banla.
Ave Maria.
Students of the Faculty of Letters and Human Sciences of the University of Douala demonstrate musical performances and recite poems in the Spanish language with ease on the occasion of the first edition of the Spanish Language and Culture Day.
La convivencia es un regalo que nos damos a nosotros mismos.
An event organized by management of the institution with the goal to further strengthen bilateral cooperation between Spain and Cameroon. To the Spanish ambassador to Cameroon, Ignacio Rafael Gracia Lumbresrag, academic cooperations will equally be strengthened and mechanisms established to facilitate studies for Cameroonian students in Spain.
Spain has indeed some public scholarships which are published at the beginning of the year, and we would be very happy to see that some students at the university or some professors are awarded these scholarships and can go to Spain and also see students and Spanish teachers coming here to the university.
A fusion of cultures that sufficiently demonstrates the willingness of the University of Douala under the leadership of Professor Magloire Undua to encourage and promote linguistic exchanges. In this case, Chinese, Russian, Italian, and of course, Spanish. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
Turkish investors have expressed a zeal to invest in Cameroon. This was at the Cameroon-Turkey Business Forum holding on the heels of the ongoing 10th edition of the World Halal Summit in Istanbul, Turkey. Cyril Nwazike, CRTV Special Envoy at the summit in Istanbul.
A short, thrilling video on projection at the Cameroon-Turkey Business Forum to capture the attention of Turkish businessmen. The content has a succinct explanation of business opportunities in Cameroon. Moderating the business platform is the Minister Delegate at the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tasson. Agriculture and energy are sectors he tells Turkish investors who are ready to invest in Cameroon that will help the country advance in her import substitution drive if well exploited.
Heard from all the Cameroonian delegation the possibilities in Cameroon in terms of investment and more trade, and we are glad to hear that the development, the efforts are there.
The minister reassured the investors of a favorable business climate in Cameroon.
A couple of questions were raised about the business climate, the level of taxation, about the bureaucracy that obtains in the country. We are just a country like any other. We have our challenges in terms of modernizing and rendering our public sector more efficient. That's what the business world is looking for. A lot is being done to improve what we have on the ground.
A B2B forum that hopes to produce positive results in the nearest future. The reconstruction plan instilled by the head of state for the Northwest, Southwest and Far North regions, where opportunities abound, was sold to Turkish investors. Reporting from Istanbul, Turkey, Cyril Nwazeke for CRTV News.
Cameroon's police force has paid final respects to retired police commissioner Aliga Germain Tade. This was during a solemn military ceremony at the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé. Details with Aponse Ate.
The mortal remains of Commissioner Aliga Germain Tade were ceremoniously escorted, marking the final journey of a man deeply admired by those who knew him. Tears flew freely as his daughter Akele Aliga Seraphine, visibly emotional, addressed the crowd.
Allow Papa no less.
Father was not just a police commissioner. He was a father to all. Taught us the value of integrity, service and love. His legacy is one we will carry forward.
Très rigoureux.
Colleagues and loved ones spoke of his unwavering commitment, describing him as a pillar of integrity whose impact extended far beyond his profession. The final chapter of Commissioner Aliga Germain Tade's life will be written on Saturday, November 30th, where he will be laid to rest in his native village of Fekmimbantu in the Mefu and Akona division of the Central Region.
And on to this press release, the Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December 1, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at the respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism. In sports, the fifth edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will start tomorrow with two matches programmed. Itabong will host the defending champions FC Ebolova in the first match at the University of Bamenda Stadium, while the Guinnessico that pits Amazon Fab against Vision Football will kick off at 3 p.m. We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Appointed heads of the diplomatic mission to Cameroon have presented letters of accreditation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, today at Unity Palace. The chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China is in Cameroon ahead of the official inauguration of the Chinese-constructed 55 billion CFA francs new National Assembly Complex. And in sports, the Guinness Women's Super Cup League kicks off across the country tomorrow with two matches on schedule.